We're going further in the Gemara, right? It's time to. Oh, hello, Yitzhak. Great. Welcome. Okay. So we started. We got a little stuck yesterday, but let's go further. So the Gemara went ahead and asked Akasha that you're saying Chatzim Mitam Shliach. Then we know Chatzim is kind of by Geneva, and according to you, it should come out Shliach with Varavera. And we know Shliach with Varavera. So there are two answers. Ravina said that because we only say Shliach with Varavera when you're a Bar Chiyuva. So let's see that Rashi again. Bar Chiyuva hu. Sha'av hu Musar Ahadavar Ahadavar. Sha'av hu Musar Ahadavar. In other words, Rashi sounds like he's saying it's you need to be Musar on Ahadavar. Which means it's not enough that you're a Bar Chiyuva for other things. You have to be Bar Chiyuva for this. No, I don't.
Rashi trying to like preempt Tosfos?
It sounds a little bit. In other words, it would sound like from Rashi. It's not Mukal. Maybe Rashi just means, you know, La Fuga that you're 13. But Pashup Shad is Mashma that he's saying you have to be Bar Chiyuva on Namish this Avera. Okay.
If Rashi meant bar mitzvah, he would have just said that Sha'afu Musar bar mitzvah, so Afu Bechlal mitzvah or something. No?
No. I'm not saying he meant bar. I think because what was Rashi's havamina? Rashi's havamina is that you don't have to be Musar al Sadaver. You just have to be Musar on something else. So does he mean Musar on something else that you're bar mitzvah? That was a havamina? Or Musar on something else means like Lifnei Iver, even in this place? It's more pashut the second way, that the hamina was that as long as you're musar in this thing, even for a different reason, and no, it's only musar isodavar, in the same way, same everything. Okay, we'll have to see. Shabu musar awadavar. Hasam pater ha-shaleach. That's when we say the shaleach is pater. Rashi's lashon of pater shaleach is a little bit mashma. You know, Tavis seems to have a chakira whether pshat in ein shlichus varavera is that the shlichus isn't chal, or is it that the or just it's a din in the einish. So Rashi's lashon that pater shaleach. The Rashi before also said. So Rashi's mashma twice that the issue is on pater and chayiv, right? That's Rashi says the chayiv hashaleach the ma'isa shliach. That was the previous Rashi, and here he says pater hashaleach. So it's mashma that the issue is on whether you're chayiv or pater, not whether it's chow or not chow. That's a little bit of the mashmos. It's not mukhruch either, but that's what it's mashma. Okay. So again, hazam pater ha-shaleach. Tamrin alei, because we say to the shaleach, Dere Rav, Dere Talmud, Dere Mishayimim. V'lo hoyi lo la'asos. So Rashi is not.
Could Rebbe clarify when Rebbe says that he could do something? Let's say it's a Maisa Geneva, and we say Devi Harav. Could that possibly mean that Lagabi the Kenyan it goes to the Shaleach, but Lagabi the Avera it's going to the Shliach?
Yeah, it could mean.
So he's really kind of clean, but the other guy gets the Avera.
I don't know. Kenyan Geneva is a funny thing, but yes. But it would mean like by Kedushin, that's the case where we have it in Tisus, whether or not the Kedushin is Chal, just that the Shemesh, who gets the Avera, but the Kedushin might be Chal. As I make a Kohen makes a Shliat, Mikayesh, a Grusha, so at least one side of Tisus was that the Kedushin is Chal, and the Gabi, the Kedushin is a Shliach, but the Gabi, the Avera, the Shaleach does not get the Avera. Okay, anyway, let's just go back on this Rashi. It's a very interesting
Rashi. How can you stay married to her?
Wait. Let's stick to the point. And I'm not up to it yet. So Rashi says, as far as Bar Chiyuva is, Tamir Divi Rav Divi Atama Divi Mishaimim, but Ahayil Alasos.
The Arminon Lay sounds a bit odd, no?
What?
The Arminon Lay sounds a bit odd. Like, if the Sor, if the Sor isn't intrinsically that the Shliach should know better, what does that have to do with us telling him is irrelevant? There's a Stamas Far. What does it mean?
The Arminon Lay.
Like, who cares that Arminon Lay? It almost sounds like we're trying to, like, he's coming to base with the Taina. And Basin's like responding to him, and he's like trying to defend himself. And Basin says to him, "Well, you should have known better, so you can't get off the hook or something." If that was an intrinsic swear. Debe Rav, just without the Debe and Lay.
Debe Rav, they're down the Mishaimim, but I don't know. So, yeah.
It almost sounds like really Be'etzim, almost.
Well, Debe Rav, Debe Atamid, Debe Mishaimim. That could be something that's an Amira, no? Dibre Rav, Dibre Atama, Dibre Mishaimim. That's that might be Aminanay. That's the question. We ask him who Tamin and Lay, Dibre Rav, Dibre Atama, Dibre Mishaimim. Now if it would have been a statement, it would have been Ain Shaimim Dibre Atama, Bimokam Dibre Rav. But Tamin and Dibre Rav, Dibre Shaimim is a question we're asking him. So that might
be the whole concept. Why is the concept?
Is this based on the concept of welcome that the Torah says losavid that you have lo mahani?
Yeah, that's not clear, but probably not, because that would be a machlokes.
No, the Gemara doesn't bring this up there either. The
question is, what you're getting into? Let's try and I don't know what the Amrinane is. That's a good point too. But what is the Svara Divya Rav Divya Hashem Talmud? So Rashi says, that Ohayah lo lasos. So therefore, what? That Ohayah lo lasos.
Why is it his independent capacity? He was up to contribute to it. He could
have
done it.
Rashi's mashma, for example, the Chiddush in Rashi, that if let's say Ohayah lo lasos, let's say he didn't know, he was a shaygay. So Rashi's master pretty clearly that if the shliach would be a shaygeg, then we would say yeshlech v'dvar avera, because you can't say v'dohayi lo lasos because he didn't know. He didn't know, he had no way of knowing. You know, he had no way in the, as if he should have known, he's also v'dohayi lo lasos, but he had no way of knowing. There was no way for him to know. The mishaleach knew, but there was no way for the shliach to know. So the way Rashi is saying it, so that wouldn't apply. The question is, what's the svara? So what is for the hoyda lassos? What does that do?
What's the opposite of that?
Hoyda lassos.
Why should he do it?
A normal shliach is the guy asks you to do something. You should be a baal chesed. You should do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a baal chesed.
There's no reason not to do it. But here it's lo hayin alasos. There's definitely no reason not to do it. But here, lo hayin alasos. You shouldn't have done it. But the question is, so what? But I did do it.
But if you shouldn't have done it in your individual capacity, you can't hide behind, well, I'm a shliach now. Because you can't become the other guy if you are individually muzer not to do it, even if the guy makes you a shliach.
So what's the
Hashem
point?
Still told you, because it's your Avera. You can't hand off the Avera if you're being over a specific tzivui to you.
So you're saying only as far as the Avera. What you're saying it is that if we want to know who to blame the Avera, who gets the Einish. So you are the culprit because of the Hayin Alasos. So therefore you get the Avera. That's good. I mean, we don't know. That's good if you say that all pshat and ein shech v'dvar aveira is the gabi the einish.
Well, maybe that makes it.
But if you learn that it's as far as the chalos kedushin, right? In other words, if the Taibis has a shaila, whether it means that the just don't transfer the einish or the Taibis or that the kedushin is not chal. Why shouldn't the Kedushin be Chayal Demaisa? You were my Shliach, Mekayesh and Isha. You can't say you did it for yourself, you did it for him. I said, I am marrying you for Reuven. So the Hayla Lassos. Okay, so I'll get the Avera, but why
more
should...
More than that, you can't become a Shliach either, because if you're Muzer in your independent capacity, then you they need, that blocks you from being,
why?
Being
a Shliach. Why? Why does it block me from being a Shliach?
Because you can't become a Shliach, what Hashem said, you don't do this. You're not allowed to try to cheat using Shlichas.
There's why not?
Because the Torah doesn't let you. It says a drasha. No, if you have a drasha that says such a, that we could get such a thing out of, so then it'll be, see, the Torah says if you're Muzer not to do something, no shlichas for you. That means you're still Muzer as yourself. You can't become Muzer if you're Muzer directly.
But what is the reason why there's no shlichas? Lamaisa, he told me to do it. He made a mean of shlichas. I did it. Why shouldn't there be shlichas?
Because the Rav is mevatel the shaleach. Divya HaRav, the Rav says that the shaleach is a non-factor in this decision. It's not pshat. He's mevatel what the mishaleach is asking him to do. Mishaleach is telling him to do geneva. The Rav says do not do geneva. The halacha is he has to listen to the Rav. It's not pshat who to listen. It's mevatel what the mishaleach said.
What does that mean, glory to Allah?
What that means? What?
Why would this be below? What does it mean we shouldn't have done it? It's irrelevant what he should have or shouldn't have done. The question is there still a shlichus there or not? You're saying that there's a counter command. So there's no shlichus because it's a counter command. But that doesn't explain why Rashi says glory to Allah.
Okay, so you're saying it does. That's what I'm trying to get to exactly the nekuda. Why is there no shlichus? Still not hitting it on the head clear. So I hear.
What's wrong with love Lomahani?
What?
What's wrong with the love Lomahani?
If what?
The Ovid Lomahani? General Klau.
Because it's a Machlekes Amoraim.
Okay. What?
And we don't need to make this totally on that sugya.
Doesn't it bring like a number of nafkaminas potentially, but doesn't bring this up, no?
Okay, so
I'm saying that since the Mishalech could always answer back that I was joking. I would never go against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not a real force.
You're saying a difference. It's not what you were saying. You didn't say that before.
I'm giving more hesber to what it means that it's Mevato. That it's Mevato because he has the Chilist in the Mishalech to say who you're supposed to listen to. I listen to me.
Okay, yeah. So I hear three different Svaras floating around. I only hear two, but there are three Svaras. The last Svara that you just said, well, they quote that over from the Sma, that the Mishaleach can say, I didn't really have Gemar Das, because Sover Shal Yishmalo. But the Nafkamina of that would be that that's only if the Mishaleach is Mezid. What if the Mishaleach, if you would have a case where the Mishaleach doesn't know, and the Shliach knows that it's an Avera, but the Mishaleach doesn't know. So if the Svara is that the Mishaleach didn't have Das, so then that in that case it would be Shlichas. Okay, maybe really? In Okinami, it would be. But that's supposedly the Sma Svara. My recollection is that almost everyone disagrees with the Sma. That's my recollection.
Everybody who was saying Chaburas in the Sma,
there's a lot of Gemara that seem to go against the Sma. So the one Svara is that Sover Shlo Yishmalo. The other Svara, which I think some people were saying, maybe it's what you were saying, I thought before, is that there's a concept of shlichas be'isser. In other words, the Torah never gave a din shliach to help a person do an aveira. It's just like we said in the Shita Mekubetzes, that Chazar were misaken Dawud Amas to help you do geneva. So a guy, one person wants to do an aveira, or a person's doing an aveira, so Chazal is not going to give, the Torah is not going to give shlichas when it's going to bring about averus.
What does that have to do with Lo Yishmalo?
No, nothing to do with Lo Yishmalo.
Sorry, Lo Hayalasa. Lo Hayalasa.
That's why it's wrong. You shouldn't have done it. You weren't supposed to do it.
But it doesn't make a difference if you did it or not. It wouldn't have worked.
If you're supposed to do it, if the Yashvas is you're supposed to do it, then it's not an aveira. It's the right thing to do. That you did. It was the right thing for you to do it, but since you weren't supposed to do it, so that means that an avera is being committed. So the Torah doesn't give shlichas when averas are being committed.
So lo hayel alasos just means it's an avera, because it sounds like it's totally on that. the reason why it doesn't work, it's totally on it. Lohayelo lasos.
Lohayelo lasos. Okay, I hear your point. It's not so. It should be Lohayelo lasos. Should have been that it's an Aveira, not Lohayelo lasos. Okay, I hear. That's a valid point. And the other pshat is that I would say like this, is that even without shlichus, let's say the Torah never wrote the pasuk of shlichus. So, for example, they say katan is part. There's no din shlichus by katan, right? It's a miyad. Ish katan can't have shlichus. We had that in the last Gemara that a chatzer, if chatzer is mitam shlichus, then it can't work by a katan. And a katan can't have a chatzer. So I have a kasha. Shalachman is, most people send Shalachman is with their kids. I cut this lot about shlichus.
I'm not but to always give one myself to be the one for the mitzvah.
All right.
For that reason.
Okay, but that's not necessarily right.
I thought they said even a monkey's good or something like that.
The answer is that because you only need shlichus, I mean, I could be the same reasons me map, I'm not saying Benjamin Simon, I'm not saying you're not, most people don't do that.
Really? Well, this thing just new, at least one by themselves?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. People are macking on that. I don't know. So the usual answer that people say is that shlichus is only when you need it mamish kemaiso. But there's no mitzvah chiyuv that you have to give the shachmanes yourself. Adarava, the pasuk says the shalach. The pasuk says to send it. So there's no, if the Torah doesn't, if I have to do it myself, so then you need a chiddush haTorah of shlucho kemaiso. But if it suffices that I was a geirim, so you don't need shlichus. I was a geirim. That's good enough. As long as I'm the geirim, so I get the mitzvah. So it comes
out. Someone's trying to come in this year.
Someone's trying to come in this year.
All right.
Okay, thank you. So it comes out like this. What comes out is that if I was that even without shlichus, there's such a concept that I was geirim this. So and that gives you a certain amount of kemaiso. It's enough kemaisa to be yaitzin shalachmanis. So what someone says shot like this is that the Torah came along and gave a parsha shlichus and made it mamish kemaiso. But the parsha shlichus of mamish kemaiso is predicated on the parsha that's without the parsha of shlichus. In other words, without the chiddush of Torah, you're up to 50. Comes along the Torah and moves it to 100. If it's lohayelo lasos, then you weren't up to 50. In other words, the fact that hayelo lasos and you were the geirim. So if you're geirim something to certain extent, if you're geirim something, hello Yoni, we're trying to figure out what is the svara of ein shef as our avera. Rashi says, Lohayelo lasos. So I'm trying to say the following svara is that even without shliach, even if the Torah had not written the parsha shlichus, to a certain extent, I would know that shlucho shodom kemaiso, because you were the geirim. Your shliach did it because of you. You're the geirim. It could be that you can be yaitzei certain mitzvahs. You can be yaitzei without shlichus, just with being geirim. Someone's drowning, and I save his life with a grumma. That I'm getting a mitzvah saving his life. There's a shayla, mitzvah makah. I hire a goyim to build a fence. So it could be some people say, I'm yaitzei the mitzvah because there's no chiv, I have to do it myself. Some people disagree. The mitzvah is I have to be geirim, there should be a fence. I have to make sure there's a fence. So even without the parsha of shlichus, there's a concept that since you were geirim, so it's 50% like you, because you were geirim it. So to some extent, you did it. Now, geirim is not the same as mamish doing it. Comes along the parsha of shlichus, and it moves it from 50% Jew to 100% Jew. But if it's Lohayel Alasos, so then you weren't the Geirim, because he wasn't supposed to listen to you. So it doesn't start out 50% Jew. So the Torah only was Mechadesh Chiddush of Shlichus to move it from 50% to 100. But if it's Lohayel Alasos, where it starts out at zero, because you weren't the Geirim, so we don't have a Chiddush of Shlichus that it goes from zero to 100. That's as far as some people say. At least that's what I like to say. So you weren't the Geirim. If you're not the Geirim, then there's no, the foundation upon which Shlichus is based doesn't exist. Torah only makes Shluach Kemoiso when even without the Chiddush of Kemoiso, you were the Shtickle Geirim. But Ohayel Alaso, so you're not the Geirim.
So a monkey really is 50% Shlichus, like if you convince the monkey to do something?
But there's no Shlichus. A monkey...
But they have the 50% Shlichus, like in theory.
You're Yaitzi Shachmanis with a monkey, and you probably could be Yaitzi building a Maka with a monkey. And if you had a robot...
What about a Bris Mila?
What? No, man. What about a Bris Mila? I don't know.
In Rebbe's Sfarah, if the shaliach does it, then he's doing it on his own volition and it's not connected to the mashaliach.
Right, you can't say that you were the geirim because he wasn't supposed to listen to me. So he decided on his own to do it. So don't blame me. Don't say I'm the geirim. He decided. I'm not the geirim.
Isn't that even more of a goring because it's an avera? So there would never be a case where if he wasn't instructed by you, he would have done it in the first place. So if
he didn't do it because of me. I wasn't the geirim because he wasn't supposed to listen to me. By a normal shliach, it's a mitzvah. I tell the guy, do it. The guy says, yes, I'm being a baal chesed. You're telling me to do it. I'll do it because you said it. But here, he wasn't supposed to do it. So, you know, Edomai, on his own free will, he decided to do it.
But he would never have done it if you didn't say
it. He wouldn't have done it, but don't call me the geirim.
He would never have done it if I never opened my mouth.
But that he was still, it was his decision to do it. It was, you can't call me the geirim. The fact that he wouldn't have done it if not for me. If my wife gives me a present, she wouldn't have bought the present if not for me.
And I'm not the geirim. Doesn't that make you even more of a geirim? Because it would never,
she wouldn't have been motivated, but she made the decision. Geirim to be chayav mitam grama. There's a certain chiv in the Torah of grama. This would never make me chayav for grama because what I did wasn't going to. So I did an action was not supposed to be geirim it. So you can't be mechayav me for grama. Let's say you say grama ben azikin is chayav. So I go ahead and I cause a dog to go ahead and bite you. So grama ben azikin is chayev, so I'm chayev. But if I cause, I tell someone to go ahead and hit you, so I wasn't the geirim. You wouldn't be mechayev me for grama. Right? In other words, let's say that you're chayev for grama. There are cases that you're chayev for grama. So if I'm geirim, if I'm geirim that the dog should bite you, so I'm a geirim. If I'm a geirim, so I'm chayav for grama. But if I'm geirim, I tell my friend, go beat this Jew up. So I would be chayav for geirim because he wasn't in the nassos.
So if there's no chayav
of geirim, so there's no, you can't build on it a din shlichus.
Would there be enough kamina if the person who is the mishaleach was a king or someone that you had a real fear of, where there is that is a gorim because you were afraid not to do it?
Rashi still says if you're the din, if you weren't supposed to do it, so you're not supposed to listen to the king in such a case. But so you would be mechayev. I'm saying that if there was a parsha of grama here before, leave, forget about shlichus. There's a chiyav of grama. Certain times, there's grama is chayev. would you be chayav for grama for such a thing? So we had a Baba Kama. If you hire Adim Sheker, it's a Mimeyan Adim Sheker. So that's a din of grama. There's a chiyav, it's in trouble, but whatever, some level of chiyav. So if this case of Lahayla Lassos, so there's no chiyav grama. If there's no chiyav grama, so there's no din shlichus, because shlichus is built on the foundation of grama. You know, first, since you're a grama and you already did it, you're already 50% the gaire, and you're already partially like you did it. So now the Torah will make it totally like you did it. But if you're not the gaire, so you have no shaykhis. And that's what I would think is a svara.
In Rebbe's svara would not apply if the shaliach didn't know that it was wrong, where the other svaras would have.
Didn't know it's wrong. In any svara, Rashi says that all you know the shlasos. So Rashi's mashma that if the shliach didn't know, then there will be yeshech as varavera. If the mishaleach didn't know, that would not make for a difference. Parshat Pshat, it's not totally on the mishaleach; it's totally on the shliach. Right. If you learn the smasvara that sover shelo yishma lo, so you need, then if either one didn't know, there would be yeshech as varavera. But most people don't learn like this ma. It's a very uncommon shot.
And even the second svara that the Torah never gave shlichus in such a case would apply even if he doesn't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that because I don't know the Rashi's mashma that because it's only the avera, it could be the avera because of hayel olasos.
That's what makes an avera because it's bedas.
You know, maybe if you didn't know. So it's not really an avera. So you can't say it might not be as a shlichus be'isser. The fact that you weren't supposed to do it and you decided to do it anyway, that's what makes it be'isser. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so what Rashi does,
Rebbe's saying that yeshlichus be'isser is really starts out as a grama.
Shlichus tam. The third shot, we had three. Every shlichus is grama plus. You start out with grama, and then the Torah adds a din shlichus on the din grama to make a mamish kamaiso. That's not in every shlichus.
Why does Rebbe need that step of grama? Why can't you just say there is shlichus? Why do we need the word grama involved?
Because the third svara that we said. And the Hoyeros Lassos removes the din grama. So Chad is, the hope Chad is that since the basis for Shlichas is predicated on grama, because the grama makes you 50% Kamaiso. And the Torah writes a Pasik, once in Svara, without any Pasik, you're already 50% Kamaiso. So the Torah makes it with the mina shlichus is like 100% kamaiso. But if it's lohayin olasos, so without the parsha shlichus, it's not even 50% kamaiso. It's zero kamaiso without the parsha of shlichus. So it's not, the Torah never wrote a parsha shlichus to take it from zero to 100. That's the way I would have learned the svara. But lohayin olasos, if I'm not a grama. If I'm not a grama, there's no din shlichus. But so let's just summarize. So the two main pshatim, there are really three pshatim, but what is far of lohayin olasos? Either one pshat is because it's shlichus be'isser, which is a tiny that's not so nice in the words, because then it shouldn't have said, lohayin olasos should just emphasize the isser. But okay, but that's where you have to fit it in, because there are people that definitely say it, that there's a svara that shlichus be iser, which Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't give shlichus to when there's an iser involved. Torah doesn't give shlichus to do isurim, to help isurim, people that are doing isurim, Torah doesn't give shlichus. And the other pshat is that since it's an iser and ohayin olasos, so it's not a grama. And the third shot, which is supposedly goes, contradicts many, many Mekoires, is that the Mishaleach didn't think that the Shliach would listen. Okay. Now, the million-dollar Shaita, which is that Rashi brings in the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. Did the Gemara and the Havamina know the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud? And does Rav Sama also know the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud? Because it's Rashi saying that only Ravina is holding the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, and that's his Kiddush, and then the Havamina didn't know it. And Rav Sama gives a different tariff, also doesn't know it, because that's why he gives a different tariff. So in other words, Ravina is being Mechalish as far as Divya Rav, Divya Talmud. Therefore, he has his Svara. And the Hamina didn't know it. That's why they had a Kasha. And Ravina also doesn't hold of it. And that's why he had to give a different answer. Whereas everybody always knows as far as Divya Rav, Divya Talmud. Rashi stopped being Mechalish now. We always knew it. I don't know. I don't know if it's clear in Rashi. Not clear. Shavu Muzer Adavar Hosam Potashev De Amrinale Dirat Dirat Am Dirat Mishaimim.
It could be that we knew it before. Just Rashi is giving a different interpretation of what we would have interpreted it before. The Havamina had a different understanding of what the Rav Dirat Talmud, the mechanism, how it works.
Yeah, no, there's. I don't know. That's the question. In other words, okay, I don't know. I mean, it could just be that even less than that, you could say that we always knew it, but we thought that applies.
Maybe
it just, you know, there's the emphasis is on Hussam. In other words, we always knew that the angel of Advar Vera is because of Hoyel Alasos. But the Havamina was that even if he's not a Bar Chiyuv, it's Hoyel Alasos.
What does it mean for the chaser to be lohay lolasos?
Okay, that's a problem. Yes, how could the Gemara and the Havamina, in other words, Ravina too? Why does Ravina need this sort of la bar chiyuva? He could have just said that a chaser, like Rav Sama, that a chaser it doesn't have breira, and therefore you can't have this sort of lohay lolasos.
Didn't we say that in the second shot is that the Torah did not say when it comes to averus that shlichus works, right? That was the second shot in shlichus of averus. So then we don't normally. I thought Rebbe said we don't normally, unless you're Rebbe Shimon, say svaras of divya rav, divya talmud. If there's no shlichus, we don't do time of the krah. We don't come up with svaras of why they didn't do it to get us out of the problem. That's called there's time of the krah. Why do I need the svara of Divya Talmud Mishayman? If I have that lachas ain shlichus when it comes to Dvar Veira, right? We're not supposed to do time to cry. Now Elamai, there's once we know that there's a flat rule that it doesn't work at all, now we have to just try to figure out where now we're stuck because we already said ain shlichus, but now we have chutzner. So to get out of that problem, now we have to create the svara.
You're asking it, Gasha. I don't know the answer, but I don't know if that's our. All right, so good. You're asking a gosh like this. You're saying that Ravina and Rav Sama are saying that we go ahead and we have a din of Eishir Chazar Veira. Now, Taisus at least says, Taibis Eishir Chazar Veira, Taibis says in the Dibri Maskin Shad Veira, Iko the Melef, the Yod of Mishkute Chutz. The Yadav, how they speak to take to it. But I take the Ma'adamar to learn it from Shutei Chutz. So that means that there's a Pasik. There's a Pasik that goes ahead and said it by Shutei Chutz. So now you're asking why, if there's a Pasik.
What's the case?
I don't remember. Shutei Chutz means. that the hegdish, you're not allowed to shef hegdish outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So if you make a shliach to shef your hegdish out of the Beis HaMikdash, you're potter. So that's shute echot, I believe. So you're asking, so we have a drasha, set by shute echot, ancient Aveira. So you're asking, where do we have a right to say that limit the din? We have a rule, we're not talking shayim of the crop. But I don't think that's correct. We're not Torah Shaim of the Krah, I don't have the Bekiyas, is only if the Torah says a din in one place, and now we want to limit that din, then you can say in Torah Shaim of the Krah. For example, the Torah says, Vayda b'mikzas is swears. And now you want to say, well, the only time Vayda b'mikzas swears is if you don't have the svara of the may, whatever, you want to limit the pasuk. The pasuk's only based certain cases. But here, if I get it, the pasuk doesn't say ain't shechus v'aveira. The pasuk said by shchut echutz ain't shechus v'aveira. You want to extend shchut echutz. So then we are allowed to be Torah Shaim of the Krah. We're allowed to say that you have no right to extend. It's like with a pircha and the drasha. You want to extend it. I have a svara by Shrut Eichutz. Shrut Eichutz has a svara of Bar Chiyuva. And therefore you have no right to extend it. That's not called Ein Torah Shaim of the Krah.
You get stuck by Tesa's second Teretz.
What?
You get stuck by Tesa's second Teretz.
What stuff is that?
It's Milan, we can never learn out from this. We always have to say in Shlichot
V'Aveira. Yeah, but the same thing. That's like a drasha. That's like teaching you that in Shlichot V'Aveira. But then now you want to extend it to everywhere. They're pirchas. They're pirchas. Okay, anyway.
They have a limit in the second test. They have a limit, the Yei Shlichot V'Aveira. But since it's Shlichot V'Aveira Echad, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if that's Pshat and Shnei Tzibur Gech, but I don't know how that works.
I mean, can I just get clarity in Ravina? The way Rabbi's saying the Bar Chiyuvahu and explaining the whole Rashi, so the next Rashi explains the flip side. I'm not really getting the flip side.
The Shadim. No, that's something more later. Next line, we didn't do that line anymore yet. But okay, yeah.
Okay.
So let's go back to the Gemara. That's a good suggestion because I don't want to get bogged down and we're getting. So the Gemara says, Enemiata. I murder Isha, Abbot, say, begone of Lee, Dela Bar Chiyuva, Nino. Okay, now we the Mekhaev Shulchan. So Amrit, Ishaveve Barcha Yubininu, Vashem Yeles Leda Shlume. Tanan is Karsha Ishin and Shakra Heaven, Chayovin is Shiner. So how mean it was, Pashim Shad is that the Isha is Potter to pay. He said, no, they're really kind to pay, they just don't have any money. Hashemia Lesser Shlume. Let's say Rashi, Tanah Bar Chiyuva, the Shine, the Tan Hossam, Hejo Bachem Turim. Okay. So what's the Pliatsuma here in this Gemara?
What's the Batsum Chayv Davira? Like, how does he talk back to the story?
I mean, it was that an Isha's potted to pay, not just
a Shah.
We know the other Mishnah. We know the other Mishnah. That they are Chayv later on.
Okay. So that's it. That I hear. That's it. That's okay. Yes. Okay. That's the Kashi. They should know the Mishnah. But
Lohayla Lassos is definitely still true about the Isha.
What? But I, maybe you can get out of that. You could say that they thought
that right now there's no Chiyuv. The Chiyuv just kicks in later.
Somehow, yes.
But isn't she still Lohayla Lassos?
Oh, so the Kasha
is. Is that Mutter Gzela all of a sudden? Even if the Chinuch says they all
still. All it says over there is that they don't pay. But a Chayr, they're not allowed to steal. Right?
Maybe.
In other words, the havamina was that an isha is potter from pain, and eved is potter from pain. Kamashra knows that they really chaya, they just don't have money. But the chayra, there's an isha derais in the Torah. There's an isha derais in the Torah. So women are chayiv in every single, that also say in the Torah, there's an isha lo signo. So obviously, women are not chaya, are not allowed to steal. So what was, so if the svara is lo havin lo hayu lo lasos, so what do I care that they don't have to pay? You still have the svara lo hayu lo lasos. Right, this kasha, everybody under the sun asks this kasha. So I got to make sure you get the question. There's a Ravina said as far as that yeshir v'aravera when it's lohayu l'lasos. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, by Isha, you should have a shliach to steal. I mean, the Isha is lohayu l'lasos. She doesn't pay. Okay, that was a havamina, that a woman doesn't pay. And even that was a mistake. We say really a woman does pay, but the havamina was that the chiyuv tashlum is not given to women. Since generally speaking, they don't have money, Torah did not give them a chiyuv tashlum. Okay, but they're obviously the chayav of asos.
Isha means his wife. It doesn't mean
I don't think it just means his wife. It means any it could be anybody's wife. It doesn't have to be his wife or any wife.
Maybe the havamina is a different svara that in Shulchan Aruch.
Let's look for a second, just to, before we here. Let's look the Rosh Hashanah. You people all have the Rosh Hashanah, I assume. So let's read the Rosh Hashanah inside. I mean,
in theory, you could say it's not worse than a chutzner, though. No.
Let me see the question. The
it's not his eved. It's anybody's eved. How could that be?
A eved, not his eved. What his eved? Eved who steals from somebody.
Why does the eved have to do for him anything? Why does a regular eved have to do anything?
Doesn't do anything. If an eved steals from you, you can't collect money from that eved. How mean it was he's not a bar chiyuv.
Who's the eved doing it for?
He's doing it for himself. He's a bum. He's on his day off.
Not for Baal steal things.
He's not doing it for the Baal Bus. He's doing it for himself.
So Reuven's talking to Stam and Eved, Stam and Isha, and telling them to do it. That's the kasha.
The case would be if I tell yes,
not his wife and not his slave.
Rav Dafka, his wife is. I don't think so. Yes.
If you tell your Eved to steal, don't then you're chayiv. No, like we'll chayiv the other.
Okay, I don't know. Let me see the Rishash. Where's the Rishash? I lost the Rishash. Anime on the first one on Yudam Abayz. Anime ato omer the isha the Eved koshani.
Where's Rishash? I'm trying to find the Rishash.
Right after the Maram Shif.
After the Maram Shif.
Now, I don't know, where's the Maram Shif?
No, I had the Maram Shif. I got it.
If you're in Chavetz Chaim, you have to know where the Maram Shif is, right? That's,
I got it.
Everyone in Chavetz Chaim knows where Maram Shif is.
Yeah, but in the newer Gemaras, they put it in the...
Put the Rishash in with all the...
With all the other guys, with the Hagos of Chidushim.
But it's separate,
Okay, so again, so the Rishash on Yudam Beis, Hana Me'ata Omri Yisho Ve'Evet, Koshani, the Hidik of Sagadai did appear in the Shana. The Gemara had this strange Havamina, which Sandy asked, how could they have such a Havamina? Okay, but they had a Havamina that she's Mamish Potter. Mikoma Gon Belav that I'll signal, Ignu. But Avada, she has the Isser and I'll signal. So Hishra goes of Ishna Isha. They've gained Shaper Gabayu, Nami, Divya Rav. That's his cash of
it's Archie. Maybe it's his Isha, maybe it's his
Evan. Hey, it doesn't make a difference, but I don't think that makes a difference. But I don't want to say that. Let me learn my way. I don't think it's the Gemara's Hamina was that an Isha is Potter and Eve is Potter. So so his kasha is, but there's still an Aveira because Hishra calls him Ish to Isha, Isha to Ish, then came Shapra, Shai Gabayu, Dibayarav. So the setup in the Rashash, the way the Rashash says it, is you could say that even though Hishra calls him Ishli Isha call Onchin Shemitaira, so there's a simple structural answer to Rashash's Kasha. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that a woman who steals is potter to pay. That a man who steals chayiv to pay. So maybe we go backwards. The Havamina thought that the fact that a woman is potter to pay is a simon that she's not in the Aveira.
Despite the Mishnah saying that, of course, they pay later?
That's somehow later.
Nope. But how could she be? How could she be chayiv later for the avera that she's not in at the time she does it? That makes no sense.
Okay, I agree. But maybe so. I don't know. So they didn't know.
I think like Sandy's kasha with the Mishnah is relevant to figure that you can't have a pshat that work that that's able to explain how you.
Okay, but
like,
we don't. But this time too, that Mishnah slugged up the Havamina anyway. So I
don't know. At least if you had a pshat that wouldn't like that would in theory fit with that Mishnah. Then at least it's not as terrible as if the Havamina like Mamish needs to be completely oblivious to the existence of the Mishnah.
Okay, I hear you. You're right. In other words, but I don't know. There's a problem on the floor. That what did the Havamina do at the end of the Mishnah? They had to know the end of the Mishnah.
Maybe the Havamina had a different shot in Devei Rav.
But I'm trying to answer Rashash's question.
No, right.
So I'm saying. That maybe the answer to Rashash's kasha is that even though Hishra calls of Ishta Isha Kohan Shishimataira, that's only, if there's no raya if I care. But here, the very fact that an Isha is potter to pay is an indication, it's like it's a miyat. Since there's some miyat that says that a woman doesn't have to pay. And you're paying as a punishment for stealing. So obviously, why does she doesn't have to pay? Must be because she's not over in Aver for stealing. So the Havamina
like
was
more, she's worse than the, I thought we said like Klal Gadol that Matan Torah the Kabbalah Torah wasn't Mekel and Klal Yisrael worse than the Goyim. Goyish women are also to steal. It's basic service of being Noach. So comes back. So we got the Torah now. Oh, the Torah is macho gazela for women.
Okay, I don't know. She
it's like such a radical proposition that it's like
you're asking not a fair question. As long as you don't have the Israel of Sigzo, even if you have the Israel of B'nai Noach, that might not be called.
But it's Pashut, if it's B'nai Noach, it's Pashut embodied in it's the Torah's not coming to
be able
to
that. That's called the same Israel of Lo Sigzo. It's a different.
You think the Nashim are not in Lo Sigzo?
What in order to have. You probably need the same Aveira, not a different Aveira. If an Isha only has the Isser Genezo of a Ben Noach,
and it's still Debir Rav,
has an Isser Genezo of a Jew.
Yeah, but that's a low Hayyul Lassus.
I don't know.
If she has a Shiloh, she'd be mutter to steal.
Because we learn, and we'll see in Taisa that we don't say no Hayyul Lassus al Sifnei Iver. So we don't say no Hayyul Lassus Tam. For everything, it has to be the same Isser. But anyway,
if she asks a Shiloh, should be mutter to steal.
That's what I want to claim. And then I'm claiming that was a Havamina, except I'll see Isser b'nei Nayach, I'll see Isser Musser. I don't know. I'm trying to say a pshat. To answer a Shasha's kasha.
Even a Subu who's pelted from Kol HaMitzvos of Yehuda, we still say it's chayv and losas is.
What?
Right. Even the Summa and Rabbi Yehuda who says that he's pater b'kol mitzvah, he's pater from all mitzvahs, we don't pater him from losas, he's according to like most we've shown him.
No, but there's a miyat.
He has the bigger miyat for Summa
than
for
the Torah went Isha. Ahead. The Havamina of the Gemara held that there's some mikar in the Torah that says that they don't have to pay, right? So that mikar, that was a period of the Havamina. So if that miyat that says that they don't have to pay, is a simon that they're not over the Aveira.
Because like Kimai Ramine would say the same thing.
So, like
Kimai Ramine, say that?
I'm not Kimai Ramine.
No, by Kimai Ramine, the guy's potter, right?
The reason why you're potter, because it's Kimai Ramine.
So he's not over the Aveira?
The reason why you're potter. Why should an Isha be potter? So the Havamina held that the Torah wrote that an Isha is potter, and there's no reason why it should be potter from the Einish. It must be you're potter from the Einish because you're not doing the Aveira. So the Havamina is that an Isha doesn't have the Aveira either. So Ein Achinami, There's a Rashash only kash is that normally we assume that women have all the laws of size of the in the Torah. But what if you have a raya from the Torah, not like that? If you have a raya, the fact that Torah parted a woman from the Einshim, if she's chayiv in the Avera, why is she parted from the Einesh?
We find plenty of times you can be over an Avera without
getting the Einesh. I don't need, that's not a fair. We're trying to, the whole world tries to answer this kasha. Everybody
in the world. How recent is the Rashash?
Rashash is the 1800s.
Okay, so maybe 1800s we
can
answer.
But you also ask the
kasha. Since when is there are plenty of verses you could be over without getting the onus?
And the those of you who ask the kasha.
There are plenty.
A lot of people, and Shimon Shkop asked the kasha, and the Kinas Yaakov asked the kasha. Everybody asks this kasha. This is
aren't there averus you could be over without getting malchus? Let's say like they're like if you're chasma b'kol, if it's
yes,
so
why is she not having einash? I mean, this avera I know the Torah gives einshim for. So why does she get away without an einash?
No, what if you still less than a shem prutza?
That's okay. So then there is no einash, right?
What are you still less than Shem Prutza? There's no Einish, but still Usser.
I understand. If the Torah can make an Avera without an Einish, I don't
that's a good example. That. So just the but fact that I'm she's like here. She's here. Just like a person who steals less than Shem Prutza.
So I'm trying to have it. You have to give me, you know, the shooting thing is, you know, as far as he's a friend. Listen to try and be my friend for a minute.
Sorry, I agree. Hostile audience.
Instead of this. If there are certain averes, Torah doesn't give einshim for it. There is no einish in the Torah when you speak Lashon Hara. So it's an avera, okay. But by Gezel, the Torah wrote an einish. The Gemara says, it's befeish the Torah, if you steal, ve'eishiv as a gzeira shergozav. So the Torah wrote and gave an einish for Gezel. If it's a pruta, if it's not a pruta, the Torah didn't give an einish. But if the Torah, if you steal a pruta, the Torah gives an einish. Now comes along an Isha and she steals a Pruta and she doesn't get an Einash. So I got a question. Hey, wait a second. The Torah went ahead and gave Einshim for stealing Prutas. So how come by an Isha they didn't give her an Einash? So the logical conclusion is two choices. Either you can say it's Xeris Akasav, that even though you're over the Avera and just like and the man's over the Avera, he gets an Einash. There is a gossip when the lady's over there, Vera, she doesn't get an einish. Or you can say that it's more mistavra to say that Zetman the Fund, the Torah is being megada, that a man gets an einish because he's over in Avera. But a lady is not over in Avera, therefore there's no onesh. So working backwards, right? If I go ahead like this, I'll give you an example. I'm a teacher. There were two kids, and I'm not sure if they were. Then they it looked to me like they both were misbehaving, and then comes along and the principal says, "We're throwing Dovin out of the school, chopping off his head, whatever. No recess for the rest of the year, whatever. Chaim, nothing, no punishment, no, everything's fine." So I watch this and say, "What's going on?" Apparently, Chaim didn't do anything wrong, even though it looked to me like he did something wrong. Zetman the Fun, he did it. If he would have done something wrong, he would have gotten the same punishment. Why shouldn't they both get the same punishment? Must be that he didn't do anything wrong. So that if the Torah gives a punishment by a man for Gezel, and the Torah doesn't give a punishment for a lady, so it's a raya that the lady doesn't have an avera.
Except we know that if you steal less than Shiva Pruta, that it's wrong. And you
that's because that's right. So that even a man that doesn't have an Einash, so that's fine.
So the once you allowed, see that the case where it's usher and you don't have to pay, then this shouldn't that be a pircha on the
because it's like this. In an Aveira, like stealing less than a Pruta, so that's an Aveira that doesn't come with Einshim. Lashon Hara doesn't come with Einshim. There are many, 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 many Aveiras that don't come with einshim, but stealing more than a pruta does come with an einish.
I realize how come
a lady doesn't get an einish when she steals a pruta?
But second, yeah, this doesn't feel fair, because if this was halacha lemaisa, we would never come out saying that it's not usher for her to steal. But we're only talking about in the Havamina, so we'll get away with it because it's only a Havamina, so therefore we'll say there's a Havamina that she didn't need to say such a thing. It's not mistaber to say that a woman wouldn't have to, that doesn't have an answer to steal. It just sounds so all of it does.
I like what Rebbe's saying very much, actually. But the only problem I have is that it's a Mishnah and Kedushin that says it. So if Mishnah was a Torah, so you could figure out it's a tour like that. The Mishnah Kedushin says Beferish that calls she's chayiv in every single law except for Baal Tak or something like that. But she's chayiv, that says over there, she's chayiv. So it's very hard for a Gemara to have a Havmin against the Mishnah. That's the only problem I have.
Okay, I hear.
The Heishiv is Akzela is considered a punishment?
Yeah, you could say that's a debatable. But you could say that it's an Einish. Definitely a possibility. Pashup shot is, you know, the Vehejik, what if the Zeta is destroyed? If it's Be'en, so even an Isha would have to, she would have to stomach, even a Havamina, even Isha also have to pay.
Okay, so doesn't that contradict Rabbi's answer?
If it's Be'en, because it's a Hashavas Aveda.
Then it's not out of punishment.
Yeah, that's Hashavas Aveda, but because it's his. But if it's destroyed, the whole thought child, if it gets destroyed, an ayin has happened, you stole it, and then an ayin has happened and it got destroyed. So again,
but that's not mazik.
You didn't break it; it broke by itself.
Yeah, but you took it away. You took it away.
I didn't gairim the mazik. The thing, I stole the animal, and the animal got a heart attack and she died. Nothing to do with me. So the din is that the ganav has to pay. So that's not the chiyav hashava when it's be'en. That's something else. That's because you just stam hashavas aveda. But if it's once it's not be'en, that's when you're yishina kaina whatever. So that's pashup shad is that's an einish. So I think the fact that the havamina held that an isha is potter, so maybe that's a raya that she doesn't have the aveda. Okay, so the guys are screaming at me. They say Benjamin Simon says I'm ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay, and she was against the Mishnah, and against the Mishnah. Okay, the truth is, I would not say it either, because Rashi says, "Talav barcha yuvaninu l'sharem." K'detanya heim shechavu achem p'turim. So, Pashup Shad, Rashi add the word l'sharem. I will take credit for this, and I will say that Rashi add the word l'sharem. And because at least Rashi had a Havamina like me. That's what I would say. That the Pashut reading of the Gemara is La Bar Chayuva, period. And she has no Chiyuv. Says Rashi, no, don't learn it that way. La Bar Chayuva the Shadeg. Of course she's a Bar Chayuva for the Issa Geza. It's just La Bar Chayuva the Shadeg. Rashi's Havamina was that she's not a Bar Chayuva at all. Because that's a simple reading of the Gemara. So there, at least there's a Havamina in Rashi.
It says Havamina for the Havamina?
Yeah.
He rejects it for the real Havamina.
Right, but we don't know what the real Havamina is. So now, in Aliba the MS, we have the Rishash's Gasha. Because obviously, Rashi says clearly that even the Havamina only thought La Bracha Yuva the Shane. So then we have the Rishash's Gasha, but if that means by the Gabi Einshim, you are a Bar Chayuva. So you have the Svara of Lo Havanein Amevin. But I'm saying, but Rashi had to say the Shani because the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Havamina held that you're not Bar Chayuva at all. So Rashi, at least I'm not so terrible. I was the Chavei to a Havamina of Rashi.
Rashi entertains that someone might have thought such a thing, and therefore, because someone might have thought such a thing, he has to exclude that pshat.
Right.
That doesn't mean that he holds it's a good Havamina.
Okay, it's a Havamina. Okay. You know, I'm getting somewhere. Okay. Anyway.
Why did the Gemara ask for Katan? Why did the Gemara go from Isha to Evan? Why did the Gemara ask a good Kasha and say Katan is not Bachiyuv, and then the Gemara couldn't give the answer?
Why
did the Gemara choose?
A
wait, if he tells a katan, if somebody tells a katan to go do something, certainly garum, whatever that is, the Gemara is saying he's not bar chayuvahu, right?
But there's no din of shlichus at all. It's not even the bar mitzvah.
What? Wait a second. He's like a chatzer? What is he like? Is a chatzer like an isha?
Whatever it is, it's a chisar and a din shlichus.
If it's a chatzer, then it's a gesh lichus varveh, right?
No, look at actually look at the type of taisus isha be'eved.
What?
Katan, there's no.
Look at isha be'eved, the b'nei chiyuva, the taisus.
A katan would be like a chatzer, Rebbe saying?
Katan is worse because there's no shlichus to a katan. That's what Sandy's saying. He's right. There's no shlichus to a katan.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
It would be like giving it to a guy.
He's lying.
Okay.
He doesn't have a din shlichus. You need someone with a din shlichus.